The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
To learn who rules over you, simply find out who you are not allowed to criticise. You are listening to ACH, I'm Andy, your host, and on today's instalment of I'm Talking To You, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, January the 27th, 2025, at achshow.com, I will be presenting a show entitled How Leonard Cohen's Demand for Anal Sex in His 1992 Song The Future Was Realised at the Recent World Economic Forum in Davos. And the time is 10:49 a.m. here in London, making it 5:49 a.m. on the East Coast of America and 2:49 a.m. on the West Coast of America. Welcome to wherever you are throughout the world. Okay, so today's show title, How Leonard Cohen's Demand for Anal Sex in His 1992 Song The Future Was Realised at the Recent World Economic Forum in Davos, is derived from this article from the Daily Mail, headline, Secret Depravity of the Davos Global Elite. More sex parties than ever, NDAs for prostitutes, transsexual women, and the most commonly requested sex act revealed. And I am now going to read you a section from this article, and a link to the article will be available in the post for this show at achshow.com. Here we go. The forum, which started on Monday, that's last Monday, has welcomed more than 3,000 business and political leaders to the Swiss Alps. But not just the global elite, that has flocked to the town. I'm correcting the Daily Mail's grammar as usual. I'll start that line again. But it is not just the global elite that has flocked to the town, as escorts are more in demand than ever among those attending the event. And according to one website that organises what it calls dates you pay for, many of the arrivals are enjoying sex orgies arranged by individuals who are booking multiple women at once. Since the start of the World Economic Forum, we've seen around 300 women and trans women being booked into Davos and the surrounding area. Andreas Berger, spokesman for Tit for Tat, told Mail Online. This is compared to about 170 women in 2024. In terms of the number of bookings for commercial intimacy, that's a funny way of putting it, it was another record year for us at the World Economic Forum, Mr. Berger says. There were significantly more sex parties than in previous years, he added, based on the amount of escorts booked, 300 by just around 90 customers compared to 140 last year. And it seems wealthy and powerful clients are also going to increase lengths to keep their sexual activities secret. What has changed is that a lot of women in and around Davos now have to sign NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, Mr. Berger said, adding that these agreements were often in English. We suspect that this is the consequence of recent news about sex parties in Hollywood, Another escort agency boss revealed the most popular sex act requested by untouchable, powerful clients. Anal sex is actually one of the most frequently requested things, says Suzanne from the Swiss escort avant-garde agency. She added about the type of clients hiring escorts at the World Economic Forum. These types of people consider themselves untouchable, which they often realistically are. I think physical attacks on escort ladies, for example, to live out a certain BDSM fetish are absolutely conceivable, Suzanne continued. In my experience, the higher a man's professional stroke social rank, the lower his inhibition threshold for violence against women is. In terms of the clients of the World Economic Forum, another agency revealed, CEOs and politicians from large cities that are also represented at the World Economic Forum are just as much a part of our customer base as they are in everyday life. So there you go. These are the people that tell you what to do, how to live your lives, why you must switch to some environmental agenda that makes absolutely no sense. This is the sort of depravity, to quote the Daily Mail, that these people get up to. Something else I want to move on to. Yesterday, I posted an archive show with Bishop Richard Williamson after I got a note from a friend of mine that he was gravely ill, and initially I got three emails actually. The first one said that they thought he passed away. He hasn't. There's been a Twitter, I've looked him up on Twitter, and quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, whether you agree with some of the claims Bishop Richard Williamson has made that has caused the ire of the mainstream, when you look at some of the comments from people while this guy is potentially on his deathbed, or some say already dead, the sort of vile things, literally celebrating the fact, you know, any normal civilized human being would be like, well, you know, I disagree with some what he says, but, you know, you shouldn't wish death on people, stuff like that. That's the sort of thing that a normal civilized human being would say. That's why I always say that don't get carried away. I know how evil the enemy are, but if you start to act and behave like they do, you become just like them, okay? We have God on our side, they don't. And they reveal that it's not a question of right and left, it's a question of right and wrong. When you see the sort of disgusting things that they will write when someone's going through something like this. Even his Wikipedia page yesterday, I went on late yesterday, and it said that he died in 2025, but it didn't have a death section that didn't give a date, so it didn't give yesterday's date. Today, it says he's still alive. I've heard nothing to the contrary. I looked up the show I did on Google, and I typed in to a Google search engine, Bishop Richard Williamson, and I clicked the past 24 hours button, and I was on the first page yesterday and this morning with that show after it had been up for a few hours yesterday. So I hope that means people have been praying. There have been other calls for people to pray on Twitter if you type in his name. And my prayer simply is for God to do with him as he wishes. I personally would like him either to make a full recovery, or if he's going to be in a situation that's poor quality of life, for God to take him home now. But as I said in my prayer, it's up to God. I just say what I would like and leave it in the hands of God. But there you go. It's one of those things that inevitably happens. He's in his 80s, but I'm encouraged. I think it would be wonderful if he made a full recovery, which is not predicted or expected on some of the Twitter posts I've read by people who are a lot closer to him than I am. But you never know. It's in God's hands. God will do as he wishes. Okay. So now let's move on to what I have downloaded this morning to listen to throughout the day. I've heard a little bit of Dustin Nemos' most recent Silent War that went up yesterday. And I will say that he made a comment, and this is very important. I talk about how I can and can't talk about things. Now, even mentioning certain shows that may contain things that the powers that should not be don't like, they might come after you for just mentioning those, so I have to be careful. Dustin Nemo said near the start of the show that he knows of people in the UK that have retweeted some of his tweets and faced 4 to 5 years in prison. So basically, you can access what he says on Twitter here and all that. It's quite simple to access. But if you've reposted something, that's what you can face over here, even though it's like some, you know, worldwide platform. But this is how they're dealing with it over here. And we're going to get into that later because I've got an interesting comment from an article that Donald Trump made on Keir Starmer. So it may be from now on, I will only share certain shows that I listen to that I believe aren't going to go into areas that it would be problematic for people in the UK to go into on a particular show. Because the question is, well, would they come after you for that? Well, they'll come after you for anything that they can get away with. All right, they don't want you on the air. They don't want anybody. We covered that Truth Seeker article recently that was interpreted by someone at the Truth Seeker as trying to shape a law in which they can come after you if you disagree with government policy. That's what they want. All right, that is what they want. No dissent whatsoever. But at the same time, they don't want to overplay their hand and end up taking one step forward and then two steps back. They want to continue going forward. They want to speed it up if they can. But they know that they've got to this point through gradualism. And they don't want to suddenly take too big a leap and end up going 10, 20 years back. So we will see. The other thing I want to mention from the Bishop Richard Williamson show that is up on the website, and it's one of the best, it was the best show that I did with Bishop Richard Williamson. But he stressed the most important thing anybody can do against the system is prayer, which I've always said. And that's why I say a certain prayer every day that includes an imprecatory prayer element, calling for God to hasten his destruction of his enemies. Not my enemies, his enemies. And I believe that he will share some similar enemies to me, but it's God's call. And I was encouraged to hear that coming from Bishop Richard Williamson, because some people say out there, well, what are you actually doing? You know, you're not doing anything. Well, he said that prayer is the most important thing. I believe prayer is the most important thing. So that prayer I do each day is more important than that show. And you could set up your own prayer. You could just do the Lord's Prayer each day if you like, or you could do your own prayer. But that for me is the most important thing. Okay, so what else did I download? The Sunday Incendiary Radio Show by Robert Ravolt, 2 hours from republicbroadcastingarchives.org. That's always something I go to every week. And then I wanted to mention this. Now, Victor Hugo, I've talked about before. I got to know his work through the Dustin Nemos Brighteon channel, which is where you can get Dustin Nemos' recent Silent War, by the way. And he has a BitChute channel. But it's quite strange because I've listened to some stuff from him, and he can have some very, you know, if you're easily offended, I would not go to that channel. Let me just say that. But I'm curious as to what goes on. I'm a broadcaster myself, so I need to know what all sorts of different people are saying. But on his BitChute channel, he takes snippets of like shows he does. There's no dates on them. It might list a name in the title, but they're not necessarily a guest on the show. So I'll give you a couple of examples of the most recent ones. These are titles of shows on his BitChute channel. SGT report throws F-bomb at Victor Hugo over Elon Musk. Sean shows true colours, puts reputation online. So that's the title. And here's another one. NASA, LA wildfire, Alex Jones, SGT report, Putin, Trump, Jim Fetzer, Sandy Hook, scandal, exposes Russ Winter. Okay. But I was just curious because, for example, I listened to a snippet of a show that he had on his BitChute channel that Dustin Nemos had all of on his Brighteon channel. And I was like, well, he's the guy that put it together. Why isn't it all on his channel? And then he does shows on Revolution Radio. So I went over to the Revolution Radio site, which I believe is revolution.radio. And you go through there and you can access their archives for free. And I got into the archives, and every permutation of the show, which is something like the Modern Art Gonzo show, I tried without the V and without the Gonzo, and then looked up Modern Art, looked up Victor Hugo, all that. I've been up and down that archive page, and there doesn't seem to be any archive for him on Revolution Radio where you could get full shows. So for some reason, they appear to be broadcasting his show but not making the archive available alongside all the other archives they have. And they've got a huge list that you click on, and then you've got so it'd be a list of shows, and you click on a show during that within that list, and it takes you to all the archives of that particular show. So not sure what's going on there. I just wanted to share that. But anyway, that's where I am today. So let's see how the news has been developing since Saturday's show, actually. Okay, did I mention, yeah, I did, didn't I? Okay, I was just talking about the Google ranking. The only reason I mentioned that, I'm not giving myself a big pat on the back. I put the show out to ask for prayers. I thank those of you who did pray for Bishop Richard Williamson. He's still with us, so I believe it's working. And we will see. But if suddenly he was to pass away, I would not be despondent. I would believe that that is what God intended for him. I just want him to be as comfortable as possible and pain-free. Okay, so let's have a look at how the news has developed since Saturday. And I've got quite a few articles for you. First up, these are all Daily Mail, by the way. Headline, depraved transgender sex predator 21 who abducted and raped a sobbing 14-year-old girl at knife point as she walked to school is jailed for 12 years. Next, US has not stopped giving military aid to Ukraine, insists President Zelensky, amid fears Donald Trump could slash America's support package to Kiev. So apparently the aid is still going there, despite some contradictory articles we touched on in the independent media. Then we've got more than 57,000 people died in accident and emergency last year while waiting over 12 hours for care, research suggests. Now, accident and emergency is the UK's equivalent of the American ER room. And of course, we have the NHS, and that's a huge number of people dying in that institution waiting for care. Then we've got Southport killer Axel Rudakubana begins life sentence in Britain's toughest jail, Belmarsh, home to some of the nation's most infamous inmates and where prisoners will be queuing up to attack him. Now, one thing that jumped out at me about this, I'm not sure, you know, a lot of people, as you know, were jailed for protesting what this guy did. I was kind of wondering, wouldn't he be at risk from some of them? They'd be like, well, I wouldn't be in jail if it wasn't for you. Because there wouldn't have been any protest, and I wouldn't have protested, so I wouldn't be in jail. It was just something that crossed my mind. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. And here's a couple I've grouped together from the Daily Mail, because they really have a bit of a, how can I put it, over-interest in things sexual. So, headline, social media users reveal most shocking substances they've used as lube, and experts reveal what really is safe if you run out of KY jelly. And then, the next one we've got, is scientists reveal what the penis of the future will look like as they predict men will have some big, in capitals, changes in store. And then we move on to my, this is a Mail Online article, sorry, a Mail Plus article rather, so you have to pay to read this, so I can only give you the headline. My Nazi grandfather murdered a million Jews in a World War II death camp. Here's why I believe Israel is right, in capitals, to want to destroy Hamas. Next, Number of prison guards caught having sex with inmates reaches record high, with 19 staff members charged with misconduct in 1 year. And I wonder how many of those 19 were women and how many were men. And what could be done to prevent this happening next year? That, of course, wouldn't be allowed because it would be considered, wrong. Unfair. Next. Bird flu prevention zone is declared for all of England as number of cases rises, as map shows some counties enforcing even stricter measures. So what they're doing is they're asking, there's some extra hygiene measures for the whole country, but there's even stricter measures for some parts of the country where all birds must be kept indoors. And this is in York, North Yorkshire, Kingston-upon-Hull, Lincolnshire, Norfolk, Suffolk and Shropshire. So the bowler hat farmer that Eric von Essex has on his show regularly, I believe, is in Suffolk. So if he has any chickens, he will be affected by this. And again, you just wonder if this is something that is one of those trial balloon articles, gradually get us used to the fact that we've got this problem with bird flu, and so don't be surprised if lockdowns and what have you around the corner. Right, now I've got three on Donald Trump. Okay, now bear in mind that this time last week, Donald Trump wasn't president. He was president later today, but he wasn't president this last week. So the first one is Trump makes dramatic pivot on stance towards the World Health Organization days after ordering exit. Okay, so it's not that clear. It basically says the president told a rally in Las Vegas at Circa Resort and Casino on Saturday that he would consider doing it again, presumably joining the World Economic Forum, but was far from committal. He said, "I don't know, they have to clean it up a bit." And he says the main reason for him leaving, though, was the fact that the United States contributes $500 million to the World Health Organization each year, whereas China only contributes $39 million, despite China's 1.4 billion population being over four times that of the US. So I'm not talking that we've got this major U-turn, but I think people felt that he left the World Health Organization because they're not going to tell us what to do and what have you. But it seems to me it was more like financial reasons. So if they say, well, if you come back, if we charge you less, will you come back? He may well do so. Next, we've got Donald Trump unveils. Sorry, I've got to scroll down. Donald Trump unveils radical plan for war-torn Gaza. And what he says here is, you're talking about 1.5 million people in Gaza, and we just clean out the whole thing. He said, over the centuries, it's had many, many conflicts, and I don't know, something has to happen. And this is in answer to DailyMail.com's questions during a 20-minute question and answer session on the presidential jet with his travelling press pool. He goes on to say, it's literally a demolition site. Almost everything is demolished, Gaza, and people are dying there. So I'd rather get involved with some of the Arab nations and build housing at a different location where they can maybe live in peace for a change. He said he will make the same request to Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi when they talk on Sunday. So all these stories that we were reading about in the independent media, where they'd already put proposals for Gaza to be absorbed into Israel and them to have all this beachfront property, stuff like that. A lot of this was either ignored or dismissed by the mainstream media. But they're talking about getting them all out of there and rebuilding it, by the sounds of it. So there you go. And then the final one, which I mentioned regarding Keir Starmer earlier on. There we go, open it up. Donald Trump praises in capitals, Keir Starmer, saying he has done a very good job thus far as PM and he expects them to talk within the next 24 hours. And this is what he said. I've met him already 3 times. He's come over to see me twice. I have a call. He and I have a call over the next 24 hours. Now, I get along with him. Well, I like him a lot. He's liberal, which is a little bit different for me, but I think he's a very good person. I think he's done a very good job thus far. He's doing the job, but he's represented his country in terms of his philosophy. So there you go. He carries on, because there's a few pictures. I may not agree with his philosophy, but I have a very good relationship with him. I've seen him twice at dinner with him in the Trump Tower, as you probably know. So I think here what you've got is two different, you've got two people controlled by the same ultimate group, and they adopt a different way of benefiting that particular group in their respective countries, because certain cultures respond to things better than others. So the let's get everyone behind Trump, patriot, all that sort of stuff is the approach being taken in America. And the approach being taken in the UK is if you say anything we don't like, we'll put you in jail. So we get more response from fear in this country, whereas you get more response from encouragement in America. It could be because a lot of Americans are armed and the elites were a little bit worried that those arms may be used in a way that they would not like. Okay, so I said that was last article. I was wrong. There was, I'm going to throw this in as well. OddityCentral.com, always worth a look. I don't look at it enough, but if you want a break from the... This basically is what the Fortean Times website should look like, but it doesn't because they want you to buy their magazine. But this is quite an interesting website if you're interested in different things going on. So, headline, company secretly films employees in restroom, posts them on wall of shame. And this is the sort of thing that China gets away with. The many companies there have tried to discourage workers from spending too much time in the restroom, like, and this is quoted from the article, installing countdown timers on bathroom stalls or limiting bathroom breaks to one per day. A Shenzhen-based tech company took things even further by reportedly installing hidden surveillance cameras in its restrooms to monitor employees' activity and then shaming those who wasted too much time there by posting screenshots of them for everyone to see. A spokesperson for the Lixon Electroacoustic Technology Company admitted that employees were surveilled in the company restroom but claimed that the measure was meant to discourage time wasting during work hours. So this is the model they've got for you in the West, okay? This is a communist country. There are people that I listen to that I like that would disagree with me, and I will still listen to them, but this is what communism is. There's no God or Christianity over in China, and this is what they have for you. So it's quite amazing that they get away with it, but that's why all the America was deindustrialized and was sent over to China, as was the UK and pretty much all of the West, because they had all these pesky unions in the West that were only set up to cause division and conflict, and they were used to create such a situation where big companies would justify going overseas to be able to get labor that's not wrapped up in all this red tape that's been caused by this union company fallacy over the few decades that we've had these so-called squabbles between these groups that are really nothing of the kind. Okay, so lastly, I had a strange dream, if anyone can decipher it. I had a green Triumph TR7 and I was at a filling station, that's a gas station or a petrol station, in Ashted. And all I can think are two things. When I was younger, I used to love the TR7 car because it was around sort of in the 70s, so it was when I was very young. It had pop-up headlights, you know, so when you flash someone with your headlights, the headlights will pop up, flash, and then go back down again. And the only other thing I can think of is I went to the same prep school as Bishop Richard Williamson, and that was Downsend School in Leatherhead, obviously in a very different era. He's in his 80s, I'm 51. In fact, when he was there, the father of the principal was running the school than the one I had there, because it was a family company. And you had to drive through Ashted, it's the village next to Leatherhead, and you'd sort of drive through Ashted, or I would, the direction I came with my mum to school. So I was wondering if that was something going through my mind with Bishop Richard Williamson. But it's interesting, isn't it? Dreams. And, yeah. So, incidentally, if you do want a green TR7, there's one for sale in the UK for £8,500, I believe, with 88,000 miles on the clock. It's a 1982. Looks quite nice, actually, but I recall hearing over the years that these were really unreliable cars. So if you are looking for a classic car, you may want to look elsewhere. Okay, so now let's see what's going on right now in the mainstream media. And I may well be shocked because I haven't actually... I've been all up and down before it's news.com. I do that now every day before I do the show because I'm looking for shows in there. And I haven't found a show worth downloading in there for a long time. So let's have a look at the mainstream media. Associated Press first, apnews.com. White House says Colombia agrees to take deported migrants after Trump tariff showdown. I'm sure many of you know about this. Trump was deporting some Colombians from America back to Colombia, who he said were there illegally. Colombia then said, oh, we're not going to take them back. And so Trump said, all right, it's tariff time. And now apparently they are taking them back. So maybe this tariff strategy of Trump's is going to pay off. But there you go. Let's move over to see what the most viewed top 10 articles are on the BBC at the moment. So just scroll down to most read. We are not lazy. Working from home criticism sparks anger. Well, I've talked about that. I gave you how I was when I worked from home. Now, other people may be different, but I can only give you, you know, the other thing I would say is if it's not preferable to work from home than working in an office, why are you jumping up and down about it, not wanting to return to the office? There must be some benefit you're getting working from home that you never got when you're working in the office. So there's something that you're not telling us, all right? Third headline is about the Colombia tariff threat from Trump that I just covered on AP. Anything else worth... pharmacists in warning over weight loss jab sales. We've talked about these weight loss jabs. And let's go over to the Daily Mail and see what's going on over there. Oh, this is one of these stories. I'll read it. This is a top story. Disinherited daughter who was cut out of her father's £1.4 million will because he thought she was lazy, grabbing and bad to my parents wins a £125,000 payout. And this is what happens in the UK. You can make a will, make it clear, and, apparently he branded her a lazy, useless, lying druggie. But she can still challenge it and get money, even though that's completely against his wishes. There was a case a few years ago, and some woman had left everything to a cat home because she hadn't seen her daughter in years. Her daughter hadn't bothered with her. The daughter challenged it, and the reason that she got the money, or at least some of it, was because she was on benefits. And the government said, well, if you give her the money instead of the cat home or a proportion of it, then we're going to save on benefits. So the judge gave her the money. It's amazing, isn't it? So, you know, we know that they don't really care about old people anyway. And here they don't care about you after you're dead either. So there you go. Okay, let's have a look at what's going on then in the independent news. So, I think that's... going through there. Now, where are we? Yeah, okay, fine. Right. So, I just don't know why they do this on the truthseeker.co.uk. They've got a slider at the top, and every article comes up at the top on the slider as January the 27th. It's gone through the first four. Yet when you go to latest news, the top one is January the 26th. You know, what most people do is they'll have all the latest news in there, and they'll also have certain things on the slider. But sliders, I have one on my website before, but they're very annoying things. They're either too fast or too slow. You see something, you might not click on it in time. You've got to go back. It's just simpler just to have the latest news at the top, in date order, most recent first, and then it's easy to navigate. But I'll just move on to RT.com, see what's going on over there. US could lift sanctions on Hungary, according to the foreign minister, and they've pledged, the Trump administration rather, has pledged to rebuild ties with Budapest and scrap restrictions imposed during Joe Biden's presidency. I have to confess, I didn't know that there had been any sanctions placed on Hungary by the United States. Putin congratulates ally on re-election. That's obviously Lukashenko again. He's got his seventh term. You know, that guy really does lead a charmed life, doesn't he, ladies and gentlemen? Let's move on to... Although I will... No. I'm not questioning the validity of the result, anything like that, but how many people do you know that have won seven elections on the trot? Rents.com. See what's going on over there. Of course, Jeff does most of his work during the weekdays. See if he's updated the news at all. Trump presents brilliant proposal. End the IRS and send all of its 70,000 armed agents to the border to augment the border patrol, ICE and the military. Well, that does sound like a good idea. And that takes you to a FoxNews.com article, that link. US Army installs razor wire at the border. Yeah, this has still been being updated over the weekend, and of course he'll be back on this evening, and I won't be listening until tomorrow morning when I'll pick it up from the subscriber archive. Okay, let's move over to HalTurnerRadioShow.com. California radio station broadcast description of undercover ICE vehicles making immigration raids. It's really amazing, isn't it? Something like this, as a broadcaster, you're kind of in a quandary. You believe in freedom of the press, freedom of speech, stuff like that. But there are things like assisting an offender, stuff like that, aren't there? Laws. Certainly get that over here. I'm sure you get it in America. So if those laws exist, would anybody involved in that, you know, be charged by under those laws? I can't see anything else. And there's a article down the bottom. Democrat Party official arrested trying to meet 9-year-old boy for sex. Well, for many years, I talked about how all that's left when they went through the gay marriage thing, they've gone through, now it's into transgenderism. The only sexual things that I can think of that are still illegal are bestiality and pedophilia. And I felt that they would get to those. But now I'm not so sure, and I'll tell you why. I believe the reason that so many of your government officials around the world, and council officials too, go along with policies that the public greatly dislike is because they are blackmailed. And these days, because of the nature of how, you know, we have a very different acceptance of sexual things now than we did even 20 or 30 years ago, the only way you're really going to risk offending anybody is if you're involved in the likes of pedophilia. So I don't think that they're ever going to legalise pedophilia, because then they wouldn't be able to use it to blackmail and control people in positions of power that they need to blackmail and control to get their agenda foisted upon the people. That's now my position. Let's move on to earthnewspaper.com. Mark R. Elsis website. Scroll down here. He's got a video at the top. Insane legal ruling leaves Israel a global laughing stock. And that is a Rumble video by Kerno Damo. Never heard of him. So there you've got your video at the top there. You've got another video further down. Terminators have arrived by digital engine. I believe I heard someone talking about this over the weekend. So there is a video yourself, and certainly I can see one of these Terminators in the still frame. And it does look like something out of that movie, it really does. I only saw the Terminator in the last year or two. Never fancied it because I understood Arnold Schwarzenegger played a bad guy in it. So I was always used to him in my favourite film of his, Commando, which is just astonishing. It's so over the top and unbelievable, but it is so much fun. Okay, so let's move on to... Oh, I'm in the wrong column. Here we are, censored.news, Mike Adams' news aggregate website, and I'll be going back to brighteon.com today to see... He generally puts an element of his show out about mid-afternoon my time, so it's going to be in the morning for most of you in America. No, all of you, actually. Worth a look, and he sometimes has shows I want to listen to, but as I said recently, him, Alex Jones, all these people that were on the Trump train, I really haven't listened to since Trump came into power, because just looking at the headlines of their shows, they're so pro-Trump, it's not something that interests me. I believe you can find enough in the mainstream media on its own to be critical of Trump when he's not even a week into his presidency. Although you do find some encouraging things like this one. President Trump cancels Fauci's taxpayer-funded security detail. And again, someone else mentioned on a show, and I would credit them, as you know, if I could remember, Joe Biden pardoned him back to 2014. So if Fauci never did anything wrong, why would you pardon him? I heard about an experiment he did where he cut, either he or people instructed by him, allegedly cut dogs' vocal cords, and so they couldn't scream while they had their flesh eaten away by some sort of flying ants or something. Well, it's absolutely repulsive, and how anyone could even consider doing something like that as an experiment and making an animal go through that sort of agony is just appalling. When I say my imprecatory prayer every day, my last line is, well, I ask God to hasten the destruction of his enemies, and the last line is, and those people who you consider to be beyond redemption. I consider someone like that to be beyond redemption. But Jesus Christ says that you can repent at any time. So I would be wrong, but I think there are certain acts that are so disgusting. I, for one, if I'd been involved in anything like that, I don't know if I could ever forgive myself. Okay, so we'll close out with beforeitsnews.com and the top 10. Shall we timestamp it? It's Monday, January the 27th, 2025, and it's 11:30 a.m. UK time. Okay, so, number 10. Went up a day ago, 117 people viewing. And we know, 1:25, 2025, Trump breaking news, JFK Jr. is still alive. Truth always wins, dark. Yes. Number 9 went up 4 hours ago, 134 people viewing. Kerry Cassidy, full disclosure. JFK files released. They lied to us for 60 years, so have they just released them? I haven't heard this, first I've heard of it. Number 8 went up 4 hours ago, 150 people viewing. On the fringe, the handshake felt around the world. And it's a bit too small for me to see the image of who's shaking hands. Number 7 went up 4 hours ago, 163 people viewing. SGNON, 50,000 elite troops mobilised for EBS lockdown. The final phase has begun. Number 6 went up 11 hours ago, 167 people viewing. Baron Trump's first ever real powerful speech shocks the entire country, 2025. Number 5 went up 10 hours ago, 170 people viewing. SGNON again. In at 7 and in at 5. Latest update, military alliance gears up for 10 days of darkness. Number 4 When a pay tells go, 180 people viewing WTPN situation update, EBS, WEF bounty on Trump, 10 days of darkness again. Q military emergency. Number 3, went up 12 hours ago, 237 people viewing, new X-22 report. Trump sends a clear message, the battle will soon begin 2025. Number 2, went up 4 hours ago, 360 people viewing, Judy Byington unredacted, he's back, like The Shining says. Jack Nicholson in The Shining, rather, although I was just watching that Young Ones box set that I was telling you about, that the Blu-ray quality wasn't brilliant. It's actually, I'll correct that, it is very good. And the sound is particularly good. I picked up bits I haven't heard before. But there's a spoof of Alexei Sale, who plays Chertsey Belovsky. He becomes an axe-wielding maniac, and there's this bit where he goes after the rest of the Young Ones with an axe and leans his head through the door and says, "It's Chertsey!" So, yeah, anyway, I found it amusing. I think you just had to be there. So, Judy Byington, unredacted, he's back. Trump declares end to income tax, IRS, Federal Reserve. That, as I say, went up 4 hours ago, 360 people viewing, and that is number 2. And number 1 went up 12 hours ago, 444 people viewing, Wano Savin and Michael Jayco. Treason 126 2025. Some of all fears, they were all executed at Gitmo. And this is where I have to judge when I play the closing music, because the show title's so long, it's going to be the sort of show title that when I try and save the file, I think I'm going to have to edit it down because it'll be too long a file name. So let's see how well I do, if I can get the bye for now just in as the music comes in loudly, while you can still hear me. So, thank you for joining me on today's show, entitled How Leonard Cohen's Demand for Anal Sex in His 1992 Song The Future Was Realised at the recent World Economic Forum in Davos. You have been listening to I'm Talking To You, episode 174, originally recorded and broadcast on Monday, January 27th, 2025. I'll be back with Peter tomorrow, and until then, folks, have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening. And bye for now. Yeah.